Maudie kept the straight face, commenting.
Dreadfully sad tale, Wart. So, that's why you had to give up fighting. I say, chaps, before we drop off to sleep, what's the jolly old plan for tomorrow? Always supposing we have a plan, what?
Barbola levered himself up on his rudder.
Well, of course we have, Beauty. The plan's to get the Red Wall safe and sound in one piece. Right, Log?
The Gowsim Logalog was already half asleep. He muttered drowsily.
Sleep first, plan tomorrow.
Every beast was in agreement except Rangvil the Rogue. He was up on his paws, pacing and gesticulating.
Sure, and is it a plan you're after? Faith me, lucky boyos, look no further than myself. Aren't I the grandest owed planner you ever fell over on a day's march?
Maudie stifled a yawn politely.
Carry on, old thing. The cave floor is yours. What super wheeze have you come up with, what?
Rangvil gave up pacing. He sat down sulkily.
You can go and boil your dozy tails for all I care. Saved you from Curdly and his army, didn't I? Brought you so here unscathed. And that's all the thanks I get for me efforts. Here I am, trying to help you, and you're all yawning and snoring and lying around like a pile of fractured frogs. Well, I keep myself to myself, thank you kindly. And you can all go and pickle your ears and boil your bums, so there. From now on, my lips are sealed.
Maudie was immediately sorry about their treatment of Rangvil. Shaking Glug Glug and Barbola into wakefulness, she tried to remedy the situation.
Good grief, sir. Please accept our profuse apologies. Confound us for our atrocious bad manners. We never intended hurt in your feelings. Moreover, we are very grateful for what you've done so blinking far. In fact, we're all bloomin' ears. Please carry on with your excellent scheme. Ain't that right, chaps?
Lug Lug and Barbola agreed hastily.
Right, matey. Go on. I'm dying to hear your plan.
Oi, it'll probably be better than anything we'd think up.
The change in Rangvil was like the sun coming from behind a cloud. He beamed cheerfully at them.
Oh, wait till you hear this, me fine furry friends. Now, what you don't know is that we're only a good day's march from the Abbey by a secret path known only to myself. But first, we'll have to get rid of those owl boats. Can't be carrying them along with us.
What? Get rid of my log boats? Never!
Rangvil held up his paws, chuckling at Lug Lug's reaction.
Oh, sure. I don't mean get rid of them altogether. You'll get them back easy enough when the time comes. But we've got to travel light. By the morning, Grunt and Curly will have scouts out all over the neighbourhood, searching for us and the boats. He'll be looking to the streams and waterways, but we'll be nowhere near him.
The Shrew Chieftain's face was the picture of misery.
But where are my six log boats be?
Rangvil patted the Gowsim Shrew's back.
Not to worry, me owl tater. There'll be no more than a paddle's length from where you now stand. See this?
The squirrel went to the cave north wall, suddenly shouting.
Now, close your eyes. Tight. Go on, close them.
They did as he ordered. There was a minute scraping sound, then Rangvil called out.
You can open them now.
Rangvil was gone, vanished into thin air. Maudie rubbed her eyes in disbelief.
Great seasons! Where's the blighter got to, what?
Rangvil's echoing laugh boomed around the cavern.
Ah, sure! I'm right here, me darling!
He reappeared, seeming to walk straight out of the wall. They hurried to his side as he revealed all.
It's another small cave behind this one. See this crack in the rock? Well, you just pull on it like so.
The whole rock seemed to move slightly, leaving enough room for Rangvil to use as a doorway.
And that, me owl Lug Lug, is where you hide your boats. Aye, and all the other tackle too, cooking pots and the like. We need to cover a lot of ground fast in the morning, so we'll be travelling light.
Maudie nodded.
I see, and I take it you'll be coming to Red Wall with us.
The roguish squirrel raised his eyebrows.
I take it you've never tasted Red Wall victuals. Oh, you wouldn't be asking such a foolish owl question. I'm with you every step of the way, me beauty. I wouldn't miss the chance of nourishing me fine body with the good Redwell Abbey cooking. Right, let's get everything stowed into the small cave, ready for an early start when the day breaks.